Let's go back to suicide. I'm a little confused. And maybe other people here are confused. I'm not sure if I entirely understood what you said. I have two questions that are unrelated. The first question is about suicide, and how is that reconciled with the first precept, which is a precept against taking life?
Well, that's why I said what the Buddha said was controversial. I mean, it's been debated for over 2,500 years. So that because of what the... And that's exactly why, say in our precepts, in our monastic precepts, and that attempt of suicide is an offense, because it's even against the first precept. It's quite clear. So taking life and taking one's own life is a life as well. But there are, I mean, I was trying not to gloss over the contradictions that do exist. And then the debates that have taken place for 2,500 years, and the commentary glosses that have gone into it, and the machinations that have been—it's tangled. So it's not absolutely categorical, which we would like it to be.
I sure would.
Yeah, but it's, I say, statistically, the injunctions or the encouragement is way more on the side of, no, don't do it. It's not right. It's not according to the precepts.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of suicide as well, like Lungpa said, it's way, it's very, very rare for the Buddha to talk about it in that wholesome sense. It's extremely, that's definitely not something any of us would recommend for anybody. It's extremely rare, but there are a couple cases in the suttas where it's called using the knife, and there is those couple cases, but it's definitely not to be taken as something an ordinary person would be able to do.
Yeah, or taken as a standard.
Yeah, or take it as a standard.
Yeah. Which is sometimes it is sort of cast in that light.